Hi, good morning. Do I have April on the line?
Mass is calling.
My name is Randy. I'm reaching out on a recorded line. Ma'am, this is about an inquiry for the Depo Provera lawsuit, Miss Denning. Did you or anybody you know take that shot and get any sort of illness? Was it you? Oh, I can barely hear you. Have you gotten an attorney to help you with a claim?
No.
Okay. Or would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. It only takes a few minutes here. Again, let me tell you, start back at the beginning. My name is Randall or Randy Reese. I am on a recorded line, and this is for quality assurance purposes. And then we do help ladies all the time. So, can I ask you, April, did you get an attorney to assist you filing a claim already?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, April, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry already to hear that. Are you a resident of the United States, ma'am?
Yes.
And what was your injury after you took the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Meningioma.
Is that what you were diagnosed with? I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh,
Yeah.
where was it located?
The meningioma?
Yeah, where was it located in your body?
It was a brain tumor.
Oh, it does sometimes pop up in other parts of the body. So again, I'm so sorry that happened to you, and thank you for being clear with me on that.
No problem.
You poor thing. I do a lot of these, so I know it's not fun, but let's see if we can't, help you out here. Now, April, do you remember the date of your diagnosis?
I believe it was October the 22nd of 2016.
2000, did you say 15 or 16?
1-6.
Thank you. I know sometimes the connection's a little hard. So I have 10/22 of 2016, correct?
Correct.
And what's your birth date, young lady?
January 26, 1992.
And just to confirm, January 26, 1992.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And again, I'm going to be texting you my contact information. If you remember at the beginning of the call, I asked you if you knew any other ladies as well. Please feel free to pass on my contact information. I would never ask you for anybody else's phone number, though. Okay, April.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and a lot of times you might have friends that took the shot as well, correct?
Yes,
So that's
yes.
why you're my best source of helping ladies in this. Trust me, you really are. Now, did you receive the Depo-Provera pill or the Depo-Provera shot?
Shot.
Okay. Did you consume, it was the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And it was the Depo. It wasn't like generic or anything else. Okay.
Yes, the brand name was Pfizer.
Correct. That's the manufacturer of the product. That is correct. So that's
Yes.
Depo-Provera. Thank you, ma'am. Now, April, how many years did you use the Depo for?
A little over 5 years.
Oh my God. Okay, they do warn them, ladies now, not to use it for more than 2 years, but they didn't before.
Right.
And I know, I'm so sorry. And within any one of those 5 years, can you please confirm for me that you had at least four injections before you got diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Okay, and did you, thank you. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
And approximately, to the best of your memory, when did you start using the Depo?
Approximately in May of 2011.
Okay. Do you think it was towards the beginning of the month? Middle.
Possibly, yeah. I would
Okay.
say between the beginning and the middle.
Okay. So I'll just put the 10th. Would that be, pretty accurate as far as finding that in your records?
Yes.
Okay, so I have 5/10/2011. And this one might be a little easier. When did you stop using the Depo?
I stopped in September of 2016.
Yes. That's probably what led you to go to the doctors, correct?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Okay. So was that probably about the middle of September, do you think, in 2016?
That was actually towards the end of the month.
Okay. So we'll put the 25th. Would that be acceptable?
Yes.
Okay. And then to confirm, you did tell me that your diagnosis was meningioma. Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And your marital status.
Single.
And please spell your first name for me.
APRIL.
Thank you, April. And your last name, please spell it for me.
DENNING.
And that's Denning. Thank you. DENNING. And what is your social security number, please?
404-436-6654.
I have 404-436-6654.
That's correct.
Thank you. And I have April Denning14 at gmail.com.
Yes.
I just on a side note, I have a friend that's named Mike Denning, and it's so hard not to say Deming, you know what I mean? But I've known him all my
Yes.
life, so I get it, April. Thanks. Sorry, and I'm being careful with that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Now I have 502-536-5636. Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Phone is fine.
Perfect. And what is your address, please?
3911 Garfield Avenue.
In what city?
Louisville, Kentucky,
Louisville.
402. Yes.
I found it. Thank you, ma'am. And 40212?
Yes.
And that's in Jefferson County, correct?
Yes.
Is there any apartment number to that?
No.
Okay. Now, back to the depot. When you got the shot, was it administered by a doctor, medical staff, or did you self-inject?
by my gynecologist.
Okay, so that would be the doctor. And
Yes.
so you might have to do a little math here, but you did this for 5 years. Now, how many total shots do you think you got over that 5 years? Now think about this for a second. Did you get it as they recommended every 3 months?
Yes, every 3 months.
Okay, so four times a
So,
year, correct?
yes.
Okay, you could do the math for me on that.
Okay, so that would be 20.
So if you got 4 shots a year times 5 years, that would be 20, correct?
Yes.
20 shots. So to confirm, you had 4 shots a year for 5 years, 20 shots. Thank you. Now, do you remember the gynecologist's name?
Yes, her name was Dr. Kristen Satterwhite.
Hold on, I'm going to pull this up on Google. Kristen Satterwhite.
Yes.
Seems to me I've heard of her before. I think she's a good one, right?
You said what? I'm sorry.
I think she's a good, very good doctor.
Yes,
Yes,
absolutely.
that's what I think I've heard of her. Now, did you see, where did you see her at?
I'm at her office.
Okay. Was that in Burlington?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Financial Drive.
Yeah, it threw me off a little bit because I didn't know how close they were to each other. There she is. And she does have excellent reviews. You're in real good hands. Good job. Okay, continuing. Now, I'm just going to do a little copying and pasting. Did you see her at the hospital as well at all at St. Elizabeth Healthcare?
No.
Okay. So the address for her was that 6105 First Financial Drive in Burlington?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just to confirm. It's got the rest of the information. And then that was her office, correct? Okay. And she is, it does ask her specialty, and I see that she's a gynecologist. And just doing some copying here. Thank you for your patience.
I also need a second. I'm dropping my daughter off at school. We had a dentist appointment this morning,
Oh,
so.
take your time. Take your time. I'll wait for you.
Okay. We gotta sign you in. Good morning. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, that's okay. I was just continuing copying and pasting. You actually would have been on hold or listening to me copy paste anyway. So good job. Thank you, April. Now, you gave me Dr. Kirsten Satterwhite. Was she also the one that prescribed the depot?
Yes.
That's what I thought. So I was actually working ahead here. Usually, if you go to a doctor's office, it's usually the same one that prescribes it. And when you went to see Dr. Kristen to get the shot, did they have it there for you, or did you like have to go to Walgreens or anything like that to pick it up?
No, they had it there for me.
Of course. Very, very rare instances, maybe in rural communities, I've heard of ladies that went by Walgreens and then would go to like a medical facility, if you will, and have either a doctor or a physician's assistant inject them. So
Right.
that's why we asked that question, just to explain, though. Sorry.
Well, no worries.
Okay. And I am again copying and pasting. So, okay. And when you got the meningioma, what was the method that they used for diagnosis? Was that an MRI, a CAT scan, both?
It was an MRI,
Okay.
blood work.
Okay. The MRI is acceptable. I'll get to the other things here in another question real quick, so hold on to that if you don't mind.
Okay.
Was it also Dr. Satterwhite that diagnosed you?
No, it was not Dr.
Okay.
Satterwhite.
And who would that have been?
That was Dr. Patrick Ryan.
And how do you spell his last name?
Ryan.
Just like it sounds. Okay, and where did you see him at? Because he practices in several different places.
I saw him at Baptist Medical Center South.
Baptist Medical Center, thank you. And usually, when they're like that, they do obviously work at several hospitals. Okay, neurosurgeon.
Yes.
Okay. This gentleman gets all over. Good for you. Okay, Baptist Health. I found him. Thank you. Okay, a little more copying and pasting.
Okay.
I'm just going to type this. Okay, Baptist Health. Yeah, I'm gonna have to Google that. Bear with me, please. Unless you happen to know which Baptist Health did you go to, which street or address do you know it?
If you give me just 1 second, I can look.
Or if you tell me the street, I'm sure I can find it on Google.
It was in Montgomery, Alabama.
I found that one already.
Yes, 2105 East
I
South
found it.
Boulevard.
I totally
Okay.
found it. I didn't realize you were that close to Montgomery. My aunt lives in Montgomery. That's why I just did not realize it. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Montgomery, Alabama. And there it is for sure. Okay. That's funny. They have the same logo all over the country. Okay, just about there, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
And I skipped past it because I saw the area code 334 and I knew that was Alabama. How far away is that from your house?
I've since moved. Of course, it's been
Oh,
almost 10
okay.
years ago, but
Oh, okay.
yeah.
Now, enough said. I didn't, thank you. Okay. Okay. And he's the neurosurgeon. Now, prior to the meningioma, had you ever had a cancer diagnosis before?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I received radiation therapy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did they do any surgery?
Yes, I actually had a craniotomy surgery.
You poor thing. And did they give you immunotherapy as well?
No.
Okay. And was that Dr. Ryan that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay. You know what I'm doing? Copying and pasting some more, but thank you for that. And you really are close to being done. Okay. Now, was there ever any family history of meningioma? In other words, anybody else in your family ever have it that you're aware of?
That I know of.
Thank you. And were you in the hospital for your surgery?
I was, it was outpatient for treatment.
Okay. And so were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember the date?
I honestly don't remember.
Well, think about your diagnosis date. How much after your diagnosis date on 10/22 of 2006 did they do active monitoring for a while and then brought you in, or what happened?
I know it was pretty sudden. So my surgery was not long after the diagnosis.
Would you say, I mean, because they're
It
going
was
to pull your.
still in October.
Okay, so if you got diagnosed on like the 22nd, it had to be like pretty quick. And they usually do take you pretty quickly. So,
Yes, it was probably like 2 days later.
okay, so if we put like the 25th, that'll steer them in the right direction with your records, correct?
Correct.
And then how long do you think you were in the hospital for? Just a couple days, a day?
Yeah, maybe 3 to 4 days.
Okay. So I'll put 10/25 to 10/28. As best as you could remember, that would be accurate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so how are you doing now? I mean, in addition to the meningioma, do you suffer anxiety from it perhaps returning? Or you tell me in your own words.
Of course, yes. Always like to say I have PTSD from taking any type of medications, just based off of my experiences with all of that. So yeah, probably definitely some anxiety from the and fear from it returning, or something else causing something else.
I thank you for that, and I totally get it. And I get it. So now you have a fear of any type of meds.
Right.
You don't know if you can trust it.
Right.
I'm so sorry for you, young lady. Now, please confirm for me that your medical records do exist, and in the event that we're not able to get them, you will assist in getting them and provide them either electronically or by mail.
Yes.
And do you happen to have, and I don't need it for this phone call, but do you have access to your MyChart?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number. This would be in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where we can't get a hold of you. Now, this would not be to discuss your case. This would just be to let somebody know we're trying to get a hold of you, April. So could you give me the first name, a phone number, and who they are, friend or family or relationship to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Denisha, Denisha Mansfield.
Okay, and
She's
what's
my best friend.
oh, your best friend. Okay, thank you. Okay. And what's her phone number?
It's 502-804-7971.
Thank you. And in the event something happened to you, she'd be able to access your email.
Yes.
Okay, let me use your email address for that then. Let me scroll back up. And that's April Denning 14 at gmail.com. Almost did it.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember, my last name is Reese, so I don't know if you like the peanut butter cups or not, but there you go.
I love those. I actually don't like peanut butter, but I like Reese's, so.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well, now you won't have any problem remembering my name as well.
Right.
So hang on, I just got one more thing to copy and paste here, and then we're going to move on. Okay. And I'm just looking at it. And this is for you, the best number is 502-536-5636, just to confirm.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm going to send you a text message from as well. Okay. And I'm just going to recap. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. So you're truly about 3 minutes away from being done, April. Just to go back up, just to confirm, your date of diagnosis was 10/22/2016. And then your date of birth is 1/26/1992. So far, so good.
Yes.
And then you used the depo for 5 years, approximately from May 10th of 2011 to September 25th of 2016. You are a female. You're single. Your name is April Denning. Your social is 404-436-6654. It's aprildenning14@gmail.com. As I just said, 502-536-5636, mobile phone, 3911 Garfield Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40212. Approximately 20 times you were injected with the shot, Dr. Kirsten Satterwhite. And then we have on financial, then we have Dr. Patrick Ryan, the neurosurgeon, radiation therapy, craniotomy. Again, Dr. Patrick Ryan. No family history of meningioma. Yes, you were hospitalized approximately 3 days in October of 2016, the 25th through the 28th. And yes, you do have a fear of taking any other type of medications. Causes you anxiety. Okay. And then that's about it. Did that all sound correct to you, April?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like I might have missed something. Let's see.
Hold on 1 second. I'm so sorry.
No, take your time.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. It's doing its thing. DocuSign looks over the document for me before it sends it off. So there we go. Okay, now I'll be able to send it. Just got started here. We're in California.
Oh, I bet it's the weather's a lot nicer there.
We've been having these fires, so the
Oh no,
air,
that's so unfortunate.
it is, and it's just the smoke and everything is in the air. It's just crazy. Even if you're not close to the fires, it's still just the breathing.
Yeah.
It's so, anyways. Okay. April, here it comes. I'm sending this document to you right now. And it's going to come via text as well as email. The easiest is probably to do it from text. And I did want to let you know that a copy of this document will automatically be deposited into your email inbox. So you could actually review it at a later time. But basically, what you're just signing up to be part of the claim, and I will tell you that there is no cost to you unless the attorneys are successful in your claim, in which case it's a 60-40 split and you get the 60%. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So at your convenience, go ahead and pull that up.
Okay.
And I'm sending some other text messages. Don't let them disturb you. You can look at them afterwards. It's just my contact information.
You hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. That's why we're working. But I don't have good signal, really. Hang on 1 second, okay?
Take your time, ma'am. Take your time.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm just walking into work. So I'm going to click on what you sent
Oh,
me.
ma'am, there's no, you don't need to apologize. That's fine. I know we got you off guard, so that's fine. But thank you for that. So
So
the first,
which do I, is
the
it from?
click on the one that's from Randall, and it's going to say click to review and sign documents, I believe it says on the text message.
Okay, I've
And then it's
clicked
going to
it.
ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically. There's a little box you have to check, and then everything you're going to want to touch is going to be in the yellow. And what's going to happen, there's only a few signatures, and what's going to happen is a little box, if you've done DocuSign, a little box will pop up. You can either draw a signature in that box, or you can hit select style and it'll do it for you. Then you'll hit adopt and sign, and then touch just the little tell yellow tabs. You're already ahead of me, I can see that. I think
Well, I think I'm we're we were I was going as you were saying, so we're
there
right
you
together.
go. There you go. Good job.
That's not the best signature, but I tried my best.
That's all we can ask for, correct?
Yes. All right, then I hit finish.
And then I'll get a little chime here that says you're done.
The circle's still spinning.
Yeah, it's in your rural area, maybe the signal might be a little low, but it'll come. Who's your carrier on your cell phone? I'm just curious.
Spectrum.
Oh, that's who I have too.
Super cheap.
That's exactly why I'm with them. Trust me. I saw those commercials so many times on TV. Finally, I said, okay, let's see if this is real. And it was.
Now, I'm not a big fan of the internet service because it's not that great, but you have to have it to have the cell phone service, though.
That's correct, exactly. It'll get better. Ours was really bad, and then it eventually got upgraded. So yours, it's still spinning, probably.
Yep, still spinning.
Now, did you hit the button that said complete to finish?
Yeah, well, I just hit the button that says finish.
Okay, because it might deliver it after you get off the phone, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Would you be available to, like, if I call you back in like 5 minutes if I don't get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Before I let you go, then, two things. Do you have any questions?
So what is the process after this, after
Okay.
our call?
After our call, what's going to happen is the attorney's office, Ben Martin, is going to reach out to you. And it's just going to be a verification call. You won't have to go through with what you just went through with me, the full intake. If they have any questions at that point, they'll ask you. And they'll look, that's when they'll begin the process of pulling your medical records and all that kind of stuff. As far as timeline goes, you're more than welcome to ask them. But remember, these are civil cases, so they generally take a little bit longer than a criminal case. But there already has been progress in the Depo Provera claim. And I did receive your document, by the way. There already
Yeah, I
has
just
been.
got a notice too.
Okay, cool. If you're curious about some of the settlements that have been paid out, you can always go into Google and look that up. I'm not at liberty to talk about dollar amounts or anything, but you can speak to the attorney about dollar amounts. But really your best source would be to go to Google and see what some of the other ladies have already been getting, you know, settled up on, what the average settlement amount is, if you're curious about that kind of stuff. But
do you know the, you know what, like what site I would look on?
I would just Google it, Depo Provera lawsuits.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And it'll come up. And again, you know, for me, though, obviously I'm a man, but it really is about passion. Pfizer does make men's products as well. And forgetting about the money side of everything, it's you shouldn't have had to go through with what you went through, April.
And absolutely.
So, right. So for me, it's really very passionate, and I do really appreciate you participating in the lawsuit. And again, that's why I'm very passionate about you, you know, being my best voice as far as telling anybody else, you know. That number I sent you, the 949-688-6436, that's directly to my desk. You won't go through a dial or anything like that. So if I'm not here, you can actually leave me a voice message or send me a text to that message. To that number, I'm sorry. Again, please feel free to pass that on. And if you need more information from me, please feel free to reach out to me. But just hang tight. Those attorneys are pretty prompt about getting a hold of you and putting your mind at ease. But again, you're in really good hands. These attorneys we work with just have so much experience with these mass torts. You're in great hands. You really are.
Okay.
Okay? Are you all good then?
Yes, I'm all good.
Okay, ma'am, you have a blessed day. It's truly been a pleasure talking with you, April.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, now take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.